50 contingency firefighters, John. In fact, just explain to us, what's a contingency firefighter?
Essentially, the contingency firefighters, what we've recruited are people off the street who have answered our call in terms of a job advert going out to be trained up to a minimal standard in the event of a national firefighters strike, as you've spoken about.
These aren't contingency then, these are amateurs, aren't they?
Well, the contingency from the point of view that, just like any firefighter who starts off in terms of being recruited, then they receive training, albeit that the training that they've received is minimal given the timescales that we've got for potential strike action.
But there's no kind of... They don't have to be ex-fire service or at least some service, police, army?
No, we... Essentially, when we went out for recruitment, there were certain criteria what we asked as being desirable in terms of maybe working in a risk-critical environment before, maybe experience of wearing breathing apparatus, so that could be via industry, navy, you know, places like that. So we have got a number of those people who have come forward in terms of taking up the offer for training and some temporary employment.
Because, I mean, you know, we can't overemphasise this, can we? The amount that you guys train is for a reason. I've been in your burning house up there with the full BA on, and I was just about okay, but I had to take the I had to get out after a bit. It's a very, very difficult job that you train for, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be a very arduous, you know, job, as you say. And you know, ideally we wouldn't want this situation. This is unfortunately a situation between government and National Fire Brigade Union in terms of the pensions, the changes to the pensions. Now, we would ideally prefer not to be in that situation. Unfortunately, that's something that we can't resolve locally. And we have to put provisions in place because, unfortunately, as you alluded to, 10 years ago, 2002, 2003, when the last national strike was taking place, then it was different then because there was the army who could bolster up that provision. Now, unfortunately, because of changes in legislation, it means that we have to put our own provisions in place locally. And the only way that we've got to do that, because a vast majority of our staff are members of the Fire Brigade Union, is to train people up in the event of strike action.
And are you happy that they will be trained up enough?
I would never be fully satisfied because these are people who, you know, collectively as a group have come in and they're all fresh, they're all new. Whereas even if we recruit firefighters now, then predominantly they'd be joining watches in ones or twos, yeah, and they would have all that level of experience which is already on a watch. So I would prefer that we had fully trained, experienced firefighters who were riding our fire appliances and providing fire cover for the community of South Yorkshire.
Are there any incidents they won't be able to respond to? I mean, God willing, it won't happen, but you know, if a halls of residence goes up, you want trained people on that, don't you?
Ideally, we would. As I said, we would like fully trained, you know, our own staff who we employ now to be available for that sort of event. However, because we will have a limited number of contingency fire operatives and a limited number of fire appliances, if we had a more significant incident, then the tactics that we employ would be different from what we employ now.